This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes, thank you for being our friends. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
I'm Fred Astaire, baby.
That's my co-host, Dave Rothenberg. We have our amazing producers, the Little Don.
I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
That's not very nice. RJ Santillo. How about our sleepless warrior, Raymond Santiago?
Who cares?
And of course, as always, we have the company up. Listen with us. Thank you for getting up on this Major League Baseball opening day Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
I just said you were the meal, baby.
You're the meal, baby. Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Calls.
We have an awesome show planned for you today. The Knicks. With yet another soul-crushing question why you care so much kind of loss.
Loser basketball.
That's exactly what it was. They blow a 21-point lead while scoring only 31 points in the second half. Mets start their season tonight in Washington. Tyler McGill is going to get the ball. Yankees are going to now open up on Friday afternoon at the stadium against the Red Sox.
First is a lot of screens, seeing different Dopplers.
A lot of screens, Dopplers, thank you. Luis Masters gets underway this morning.
I want to see Tiger.
Tiger watch.
Those two don't get it. Yeah, we all want to see Tiger. He tees off this morning at 10:34.
Roar!
I'm sure Dave is going to force me at some point to make baseball predictions.
I'm the father.
Yes, we all get it, Dave. You're the boss. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have an observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I would love to say good morning to a man that when people see him out with his beautiful wife, ask themselves, how?
I have a big one.
And now we know. That is Dave Rothman.
Well, you continue to outshine yourself week after week after week. I mean, this thing starts in a private chat room in the middle of the night and commences with that right at 5 o'clock with that beautiful many-minute open. Well done by you. Very well done.
I thought I cut that one. That was only 2 minutes, that one.
2 minutes? 2 minutes
I was
a long
pushing
time.
Up against. I was pushing up against almost four the last one.
2 minutes is a long time, by the way. The I already said you were the meal baby. It's the greatest drop ever.
I just said you were the meal baby.
it is the great. I mean, I am put into an Austin Powers movie when you do that.
the second I said it, I was like, oh my god! I just sounded like we were in Swingers there.
Oh, it is so good. I can listen to it on a loop. Would you, I mean, Raymond, would you not say that might be the drop of the year so far in the show?
I just said you were the meal baby.
that one would have won Drop Madness if it had been in that competition.
Yeah, they don't want any of our smoke.
No, they did. They like to throw stones, but once we start coming back at them, they get a little bit upset.
I mean, that would beat Michael Kay having a stroke on the air.
I don't know. Michael Kayster having a stroke with Greeny was one of...
Okay, you say, oh, bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody. Be well. You say hello, too. Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael Kay with me here.
What if a great of Greeny's like, what?
Oh, he got overwhelmed.
Because Greeny's such a pro. He's like, all right, take care. Instead, he should have been like, what? Doesn't make sense, Michael.
Well, see, that's the thing that you want to go when you're on with someone like Greeny, like you just want to make sure it's perfect, right? Because he's such a pro. So he says goodbye, catches you off guard for a second, and then that's when things like that happen.
He never flubs though.
Who, Kayster or Greeny?
No, Greeny.
No.
No, Kay flubs.
Well, but Kay, I mean, Kay is talking all day long.
No,
I mean, he does. What do you mean? What am I doing?
Okay, yeah, because Greeny doesn't talk all day long. Greeny's on TV for 2 hours. Then he does
Ricky
a show
Pietro
for 2 hours.
And company.
Okay, so that's 4 hours. I mean, and you're talking about Michael does the afternoon show and then goes right into doing play-by-play for the
Yeah, but Lakers. I don't find that Michael ever messes up with the baseball. Like, there's a flub with the baseball.
No.
When he's doing the live show, spur of the moment, things are happening quickly, there can be mess-ups. You never get that with Greeny, who, by the way, does a solo show.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back with Just Smack and Moon Moment.
Okay, now we laugh, and that's hideous. What year did that take place?
That had to be during Mike and Mike.
Well, Marcellus Wiley hasn't been at the company in how long?
Years.
Okay, so the one thing we have making fun of Greeny is from, what, a decade ago? Not too bad.
Greeny runs a tight ship, man.
Very tight ship. Can I hear that again, by the way? That's pretty good.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back with Just Smack and Moon Woman.
What did he say there?
That was his Lawrence Taylor moment right there.
But what do you know what he said?
Mike and Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back with Just Smack and Moon Woman.
Where Mike I think he wanted back? To say where Mike and Mike and we're back in a moment.
No, I know what he's trying to say, but what did he say?
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back with Just Smack and Moon Woman.
Mike and back in one moment. I guess it happens to the best of us, huh?
This is what happens, man. Sometimes you get a little tongue-tied.
And the Knicks did it last night.
Ugh.
I was so excited watching that game.
Well, how couldn't you be excited? I mean, that's a game without Julius Randle, so you're going to see a bunch of the young guys. Mitchell Robinson is non-COVID-related illness, so Jericho Sims starts.
He's good. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big, thick kid that has, watching that guy jump is, different level.
He's a terrific rebounder. He's an excellent rim protector. He doesn't have a great offensive game.
Well, yeah, not offensive game, but he can finish.
He can finish. Like he is someone I definitely would like to, I don't want to say build around, but have as part of the future.
Yeah, I think I need the Knicks to spend most of the offseason just shooting free throws. Free throw after free throw
That's
after
terrible,
free throw.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Terrible. They were 21 of 36.
Oh, it's disgusting. But I have been so done for weeks. And last night, because listen, I'll be honest. I would like to see the Knicks ruin the Nets' chances. And a loss last night would have really hurt the Nets. So you're watching the game and you're up 20 in halftime and the Nets are falling apart. And then it's like 17, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and it starts to crumble right there.
Up eight. Dave, they were still up 18 with just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
What did I just say?
Well, I was hammering home the point. You said 17. It was 18, but I'm saying.
Thank you for interrupting me on that. So I said they were up 17 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then it starts to crumble. You go, Dave, it was 18 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
I want to be factually correct, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting that. So then, let me make sure I have all my ducks in a row here. It's 10 at the end of the third, and then by the time you even get started in the fourth quarter, it's you know that you're going to lose.
You're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, and you went from an
17 or 18.
18 with just over three to now you're down. Now you're down a point.
So 18. So it's a 19-point swing in 5 minutes.
Yep.
How does that happen?
Well, that's how. And Stephen A., you saw him at halftime? Did you have a chance to see Stephen A. at halftime?
No,
he had a 17-point lead.
That's
and
dog
like,
walking. That's dog walking time.
Yeah, and Greeny's like, what's wrong? Oh, wait, they're up 17. He's like, no, because you know exactly what's going to happen. They're just setting me up.
He knew that was going to happen?
Well, I think every Knicks fan at some point, I mean, they blew a 28-point lead to the Nets.
Without Durant and Irving.
They got outscored 16-2 in the last 5-11.
What was the scoring in the fourth quarter? Do you have that?
Scoring in the fourth quarter. You know what's crazy, too, about last night? Is that they were actually, like, the Knicks were actually getting stops in the third quarter. But they just couldn't score.
And the fourth, too. I mean, the Nets had a ton of open looks that they couldn't hit. So the Knicks, let's say if my calculations are correct, were outscored by 22 in the fourth quarter.
38-16.
Oh, my God. That's 22. Yeah.
They scored 31 points in the second half.
No, it's disgusting. So you get sucked back in. You think for one night we can play spoiler. You're excited about it. And even that gets ripped away.
Ripped away. You know Kevin Durant hasn't lost to the Knicks since 2013?
Of course.
That was a prime opportunity, too. The Nets have been so bad in the second games of back-to-backs. I think they had lost 10 straight in that situation. You have a 17-point lead. I mean, you're rested. But again, it comes down to...
They played the night before. I will... Go ahead.
No, but again, it comes down to in these spots. I mean, you see, we have no one that's close to Kevin Durant. We have no one that's close to Kyrie Irving. Patty Mills is... I mean, Patty Mills has, 12 points in the fourth quarter. He's making tough shots. I'll tell you the big... For me, one of the biggest plays, maybe the biggest play of that game was, and you'll remember it, Durant in the left corner. Takes a three.
Missed it.
Missed it, gets the offensive rebound, then kicks it out to Kyrie for a three.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yep, that was it. Now, you said that Durant hadn't lost to the Knicks since 2013. He didn't know that. He found out after the game.
Yeah, I just seen it. We 7-0 since I've been here. Oh, you're talking about, when I was at the Thunder?
Yeah.
What year was that?
13.
I got something to talk about on Twitter now.
Boy, I don't like Brooklyn at all.
No,
I've had enough of their nonsense. I will actively root against them in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean they're a polarizing team. The Nets fans love them, and then I mean,
do they?
I think so. I don't think they have a choice.
Well, I mean, I know they love them because they're their team, but this is a hard team to root for. No.
Well, I've heard them make excuses for him. I guess that's my point. I've heard them make excuses for him. I don't know if they love everything that's going on, but they'll make excuses for him. And my response to those excuses would be they're all self-inflicted. Outside of KD's injury, everything else is self-inflicted.
Absolutely. The whole nonsense with Harden, the entire drama with Kyrie Irving, completely self-inflicted. Ben Simmons, right? They do everything to themselves.
So, I don't feel bad for them at all.
No, I don't think.
But that was such an opportunity. It's such a missed opportunity, man. Such a missed opportunity.
You know what, though? If you're Steve Nash in Brooklyn and you win the game and you're happy and you laugh in the postgame and all that stuff, on a back-to-back nights, you have to play Durant and Kyrie the entire second half. Can't take them out at all.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Steve Nash is not a great coach.
No, I think we know that.
And this team is not good defensively. So
they're
bad
defensively. So they're going to have to outscore you every single game. I'm telling you, I don't see it happening. There's no way this team is going to the NBA Finals.
Unless all of a sudden now, when it becomes the actual play-in in playoffs, is that you see them flip that switch they flipped against Philadelphia. Like, that's the one game that kind of sticks in my brain. When it was like, okay, we're fully locked in, we're fully engaged.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. It felt to me watching that game like Philly was actually scared of Brooklyn.
Yeah, it felt like Philly went out and played a game and Brooklyn went out and were out to make a statement. I think there was a different level of intensity from Brooklyn.
Yes. Yeah, now, I mean, the question I would ask is that the unicorn that you'll see once, every couple of months? Or you can flip the switch and give me that? Well, if you can actually do that, why don't you do it?
Well, look what Kevin Durant did. I mean, you want to talk about flipping a switch, though. I mean, look what KD did yesterday. I mean, he took 7 shots in the first half, had 9 points, had no rebounds last night in the first half, ends up with a triple-double. Right? I mean, that's the scary part of this team.
Yeah, no, it's true. Listen, you wouldn't be stunned if they got hot, but it doesn't feel like that's on the verge of happening.
No, and... Again, you're talking about, I was having this conversation with someone yesterday about the Florida Panthers, NHL stuff, because I'm doing the point and stuff.
Oh, you have a big day today.
Huge day today, yeah.
Is the last show after the last game?
I don't know. I haven't asked the question yet.
But it could be.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it's a 10:30 10:30 puck drop.
You'll get back to your house at like 4.
For the show, yeah.
Yeah.
For the meeting. No, but I was having this conversation because Florida's all in. The Panthers are all in, right? I mean, they're going for this thing. And they get in a situation sometimes where they try to outscore their opponent. And we're just having the conversation. Yeah, for a series or two, I mean, yeah, you can make that work because you're so talented. But, I mean, to win a championship, we're talking about you got to win 4. Like, for the Nets, you got to win 4 series, plus you got to win at least one of these play-in games.
Correct.
Like, to not play defense or not to show up for a full half when you're playing good teams. This is the Knicks. When you're playing, we start talking about playing good teams.
The Knicks without Randall, who I'm pleased to not watch play, and without Mitchell Robinson, who never seems to be able to play.
No, he always has something going on.
Always something with him, isn't it?
Yes. It's unfortunate, too, because he's got, the kid's talented.
I agree. Listen, Mitchell Robinson, Jericho Sims, that's not an awful center duo moving forward. I mean, you're not going to get a lot
of... at some point, I mean, wouldn't you like some a five that has some offensive game that can be a threat?
I would, but I'm okay if you have two guys that can give you 12 and 10.
No, that's I know. And you're not wrong, but again, that would also bring me back to, in order to unlock them offensively, you need a really good point. Like, those guys would do really well with a good point guard.
Could you imagine those guys with Chris Paul?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, no one is arguing that. You need desperately, you have forever. We could have this conversation this year, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 years in the future. You desperately need a point guard.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Knicks-Nets conversation. What a awful, awful loss for the Knicks last night. And the snap of a finger. That thing went from up 18 to down in a five-minute stretch during the game, which was remarkable. All right, let's take a listen to some of the particulars, and then we'll get to your calls. 1-800-919-3776. By the way, I know, and a good job by the Yankees, because it's supposed to rain all day today. So they canceled, postponed the game yesterday. Now you don't have to spend your entire day checking the weather and are they going to play it or not. This thing now will take place tomorrow afternoon where the weather's supposed to be good. So good job by the Yankees.
That's smart. I mean, it's good for everyone involved. Right, I mean, it's the last thing you want to deal with now is start. I mean, your first game of the season against the Red Sox, big game, Gerrit Cole on the mound, and you want to have to start. I mean, delay the game or then start the game, and then you don't want to lose Gerrit Cole in his first
start. You park, you have a hot dog, you're in your seats, then there's a delay, then they call. It's the last thing you want. So no, listen, I beat up on the Yankees when it's appropriate, but this is a good job by them. But that being said, happy opening day. Today is opening day.
I couldn't be more excited. I got opening day and I got the Masters all in the same day.
Yeah, that's a lot to handle. And that's not something you ever get.
No, and of course, you don't get it. And I won't get it because I'll be doing demos and goalie equipment.
Yeah, but where will you be?
In a studio.
I figured there's going to be many televisions in that studio, no?
There'll be television. They're usually dedicated to the hockey games, yeah.
Really? So you can't say, yeah, but the Mets are this afternoon.
No, the Mets are tonight. The game was moved to 7.
It was?
Yeah, that's why I said tonight. Listen, you listen to the open?
Well, I know you're all over the place, and you make mistakes too, so I didn't know. So the Mets are tonight now?
No, there is no mistakes in the open.
I thought the Mets were at 4.
No, 7.
Were they ever at 4?
Yeah, they moved it because of the weather, just to make sure.
So now I got the Mets and the... See, this is so unfair.
Someone help me!
Now I got the Mets and the Rangers at the same time?
Same time, big game for the Rangers tonight.
Nah, see, this is ridiculous. So now I got to have the, oh, God. Now I thought I was going to go Mets right into the Rangers, and now that's not the case at all.
And again, I asked myself, why in a house that you...
Here we go.
You built, do you not have a TV room?
Here we go. Because I didn't realize that I would need two televisions in the same room to be able to watch two different things at the same time.
How did you not realize that? Have you not been doing sports talk radio for how long?
I also didn't realize. I thought having two TVs where I could see them from the same, like from one area would have been enough.
Little did I realize. That's what you want. Because you want to be sitting in the door jam. That's what you want. I'm going to sit in between rooms.
I'd live in the door jam if it meant that I could see every game going on.
You have a whole beautiful room.
I put a bed in the door jam.
Yeah, you have a whole beautiful room where you can have as many TVs as you want, and you choose to now all of a sudden have to sit a fold-up chair in between the two rooms.
It's a terrible chair. It's like the hard kitchen chair.
It's awful.
Which to sit and have a meal is fine, but to want to sit in that chair for multiple hours is not fine.
I mean, this is on you, though. I mean, you're the only one to blame.
Of course you're going to blame me. Who else would you possibly blame?
You're the only one. How did you not see this coming? We're in New York. It's not like we have.
I didn't know ESPN Plus was going to start showing games exclusively, which is
doesn't matter.
The only way Yankees I can watch the Rangers. Now, tomorrow I got Apple Plus.
I know, that stinks for
then
people.
All of a sudden I'm going to have Peacock all over the place.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, you got Yankees and Mets playing at the same time. You're going to have two TVs at some point anyway. You got Jets and Giants playing at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've already started. We've already started the thought of we could probably put another TV or two on the right wall of the living room.
You have to get it done. I mean, you deserve it. You're almost 50. I think it's a perfect, if it's a it's a perfect birthday present. Maybe you throw the ticker up top.
No, I don't need the ticker. That's
no, the
much.
Ticker's not. Don't sleep on the ticker.
I'm telling you right now. I'm not you or I'm, oh, let me get a ticker.
No, here's what I'm telling you.
I have a phone. I can watch things on the phone.
Okay, but I'm not saying you watch things on the phone. What I'm telling you is you can program it with whatever you want. You want weather? All of a sudden you turn your head. I wonder what it's going to be like today. And you see the weather coming across the ticker.
Yeah, because I could never get weather in any place other than a ticker.
Yeah, but this is, you don't have to have your phone in your hand. You're just walking by. Ooh, I didn't know that. That's a nice little nugget.
I can't believe the Mets are playing tonight. So here's the forecast for D.C. Rain early, then remaining cloudy with thundershowers developing for the afternoon, clearing for the evening. So they got to get this Mets game in.
Yeah, baby.
And we talked to exclusive forecast expert.
Did I see Steve Cohen at the game? Was he at the Knicks game last night?
I could have sworn
I saw him.
Santi? Santi was there, as they did like 8 broadcasts of the game. Was Steve Cohen there?
It was an extremely packed house. He might have been. I didn't even notice him.
So you don't even know?
I have no idea. I would think he would know
if he was there.
Well, do you not see Santiago was posting on Twitter? He had to go running up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs.
Why did that happen? Why are you up and down, up and down?
I don't know if you know, there were many, many broadcasts in the building last night.
I do know
7 total.
But 7, my God. But my point remains, why were you running up and down the stairs?
Because I was making sure that certain broadcasts were getting the information that they needed to throughout the game. That's part of my job responsibility.
So you were going above and beyond. So part of your job responsibility with Madison Square Garden is to make sure that other
visiting radio and national radio, because, you know, Mark Kesslerer and P.J. Carlissimo were in the house.
Now, where were they? They were down courtside, I'm sure.
No, they were in our normal booth where our normal booth was occupied by ESPN National Radio with Kesty and P.J. And also with...
Kesty.
Okay.
Kesty, baby.
And also Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson. So that was...
Now, they were courtside.
No, they were in our booth.
They did the radio, right?
Courtside was occupied by MSG, yes, and Ryan Rucco with Hubie Brown.
So there was
Rucco did the TV, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. What'd you watch the game on last night?
I watched it on MSG.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden I'm going to have Peacock all over the place.
Save that for next Thursday. Thanks. No, I watched the beginning. I watched Greeny in the pregame. I watched that pregame, and then I watched the first half. Then I watched halftime with Greeny, and then I watched the rest on MSG.
So you are up and down, up and down, up and down.
Santiago was up and down because he's a professional. This is what he does.
And so you were physically exhausted after the game last night, Raymond.
I still am.
You still are. You're what a pro.
This is what he does, though. This guy sleeps at the studio, man. I mean, he gets done there, jumps over to the studio, falls asleep in another studio, and then pops up and he's doing opens. Drops, you name it.
Yeah, he's very talented. Let's get to some of these calls on the Knicks and the Nets. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to our dear friend, Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum.
Good morning, Dave, Rick, RJ, the company, Ray, everybody. How we doing?
You know, we're not great. We're very dissatisfied with that Knicks performance from last night.
Yeah, I get it. I agree with you. But I did like the fact that some of the young players played well. And it's a game that was at the end of the season that actually mattered, especially for the Nets. You know, Jericho Sims played well. Obi Toppin played well. It was, at least it wasn't one of those end of the season games where if players play well, oh, they play well, but it's one of those games that doesn't matter. So that was one positive to take away. But the main reason why I wanted to call is a lot of the shows throughout the day yesterday, we're talking about trades with the Knicks. I know you guys mentioned something like, what would you do if you would trade for Donovan Mitchell? I think it would be a really bad idea to trade for Donovan Mitchell or any other single superstar. My main reason for that is you never trade a bunch of assets for one star unless you have a star already in place on the team. because that becomes Carmelo Anthony all over again. You don't trade for a star unless you have a star, because there's no guarantee you're going to develop another star or another star is going to come in free agency. If they haven't come before, there's no guarantee they're going to come now that you just traded all your assets away. You trade, for example, you trade for Anthony Davis when you already have LeBron in place.
I don't know.
I wasn't even listening. I checked out.
Well, I was looking to you to give him an answer. You just sat there dumbfounded.
Yeah, I checked out. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know, I thought that was right up your wheelhouse. I thought that's
what was the question?
Right kind of answer.
Tell me what the question.
No, forget it.
I blacked out for a second.
As he was asking that question, what were you doing?
I was reading about the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, you're unbelievable. This is what LaGreca does.
It just so happened to be the Giants that I was reading.
Can we get
for?
The date?
New York.
Ooh.
So you were paying no, and do you have like an attention deficit disorder?
Yes.
Do you really have that?
Yeah, I do.
Do you take a medicine for that?
No.
So he's going on and on with his Donovan Mitchell question, and what did you hear?
I heard Anthony Davis.
You actually heard nothing, or did you hear like something NBA related? Like, no, how did that work for you?
I heard, how you doing? You said we're good, and then
I didn't even say we're good.
I don't know. Then I heard Anthony Davis.
You want to break down the Giants, though?
I'm just looking at their rotation. Solid, deep.
Yeah,
deep
very
rotation.
Good. Great. Logan Webb, excellent. Alex Witt, terrific.
What was his question? Was it about Donovan Mitchell?
Forget it. It doesn't matter. If you didn't care the first time, why do you care now?
Well, no, it's not that I didn't care. It's that I went into this different place.
He's talking about trading for Donovan Mitchell, and he doesn't want to give up too much. So if they make a trade for him, then all of a sudden it's Carmelo Anthony, when you're left with nothing.
Oh, what do you mean we're not going to trade it? What do the Knicks have? I mean, what are we talking about?
First of all you have is R.J. Barrett to
offer.
That's it. All right, that's the first thing. Secondly, I don't know where this stems all of a sudden that R.J. Barrett, Donovan Mitchell is on the trade market, and he's going to wind up with the Knicks. Whoever is perpetuating that narrative, I think should stop. I'm telling you, I think you should stop.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Dave, you're way off base with your stone cold take. That's E-Money. Justin Jet Babe tweets in, Stone Cold is the man, Dave. You're clueless for a smart guy. LOL. There are people that defend me, though. Tyler Johnson says Dave is 100% right on this. Unless you're a loser Rosenberg wrestling fan, why the heck would you know what Steve Austin looks like? So you guys put a poll up there on the DNR Twitter handle, right? And it doesn't look good for me at the moment. But again,
no,
I know that people listening to the show would know. I'm talking about the 100 average people walking down Broadway in New York City right now.
Yeah, but I mean, of those average people, there's some wrestling fans. I mean, they've seen him. Yeah,
listen, I said 40 to 50.
I mean, he's on TV. He's doing Tide commercials. So you've seen him there. He does the one with Ice-T Matt Ryan. Does that. He's been in movies, in The Longest Yard. I mean, there's been some stuff he's been in.
Of the wrestlers that you could have walk down the street, he probably would be like 5 to 7 for me that I would recognize. Like, The Rock is more. John Cena is more.
I mean, The Rock is... I mean,
Hulk Hogan is more. Mankind is more.
No.
Yes.
Unless he has his mask on, no chance.
No, that hair. No. Oh, absolutely.
No.
Mankind is more.
No.
All right. No, we beg to differ. All right. Are you ready for our Major League Baseball predictions?
You just turned me off, kind of.
With what?
Try to guess how many Instagram followers The Rock has.
31 million.
RJ, how many Instagram followers does The Rock have?
40 million.
Raymond Santiago, how many Instagram followers does The Rock have?
Be careful.
30 some million, 32.
It's amazing to me. He's got 308 million followers.
Oh my God. That's a big number.
308 million.
That's a big number. Big number. All right, RJ, why don't you lead us through, and we will give our predictions based on where you lead us.
All right, that sounds like fun. So we're going to do division winners. We're going to round out the wild card teams, predict who will be in the respective championship series, the World Series, and do some MVP and some Cy Young. Sound
good? Like it. I like it a lot, yes.
Okay, I'll give you this option. Do we want to start in the AL or the NL?
I'm happy starting either one.
Okay. A comes before N, so AL East winner. Dave?
AL East winner? I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go...
Orioles.
No, not that much against the grain. The Rays. Until I see them beaten, I will take Tampa Bay to win the American League East.
That is...
Don't
that
say that's terrible, because there's no way
not,
that's terrible.
I'm not going to say it's terrible. I'm not going to say... you can't say it's terrible. I will say this, though, is I'm going to disagree, and I am going to take the Toronto Blue Jays. They won 91 games last year. You're going to get a full season of Springer. I like what they've done with their – I know they lost Robbie Ray, but the additions of Gausman, you have a whole year of Berríos. They added Chapman. I think that this is the year that and Bo Bichette's a stud. I'm going to go Toronto.
I don't listen. 29 of the 38 went there. I don't think it's a bad selection. Interesting that neither of us even really considered the Yankees. Go ahead.
All right, maybe they're to come in the wild card. How about the Central?
Rick, you go.
I'm going to go with the White Sox. Short and sweet, White Sox.
Yeah, I think that might be the most clear-cut one that we do all morning. I will agree and go with the Chicago White Sox.
And we head out west, Dave.
Did you hear, by the way, what Tony La Russa said about stealing signs?
Oh, yeah, make you turn to make the guy at second.
He said
turn
they
his
should
back.
Just have the guy on second base turn his back to the pitcher. The signs get given, and then we can move on with the game.
Because everyone would trust that.
Yeah, very trustworthy.
You know, okay, you'll love this story. This is just a really quick story.
Yeah.
So I heard this from a bunch of different people. So there was a coach in the NHL that, along the same lines, what he would do is he would make guys all close their eyes, and he would ask, how many people, let's say you're on the team with me, how many people think that Dave worked hard today? And then you'd have to raise your hand if you thought Dave worked hard or not.
But nobody closed their eyes, so everybody knew what everyone else was voting for.
Yes. So the guys were getting in fights. Like, I thought we were boys. Why would you raise your hand and say I wasn't working hard?
That's amazing. All right. RJ, where are we?
We are going out west in the AL.
We're going out west. I thought Mariners, but that's a big jump for them. I will stay with the team that wins it every single season, the Houston Astros.
All right, I'm going to be different on this one. I'm going to go with the Mariners. They added Robbie Ray. The additions of Winker. Haniger's a stud. I think I'm going to say it, and it's going to bother every Mets fan that hears it. Kelnick's going to have a good year. He's going to have a good year. I think he's figured it out. So I'll go with the Mariners.
Okay.
All right, so now, remember, we have an additional wild card team. So, in no particular order, we will have the remaining wild card teams filled out here.
All right, I'm going to go. I gave you the Rays to win the division. So I'm going to go Blue Jays. I'm going to go Yankees. And I'm going to go, and this could be as a surprise to some, maybe all.
Angels.
Yes, the Angels.
They're finally going to figure it out.
Well, I think figure out enough to get in, yes.
All right. I like it. All right, my wild cards. I'm going to go Yankees. I'm going to go Tampa. And I'm going to go with the Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
All right. Very good. Before we get to the ALCS, why don't we touch on the NL quick? We go to...
Oh, I like what you've done here.
Yeah. So, how about the NL East? Met fans wait with bated breath.
You want to start here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Braves.
So am I.
Mets fans
I think
crushed.
The Braves are the class.
That being said, if you told me the Mets were healthy in the postseason, pitching-wise, I fear nobody. But over 162, I'll go Braves.
Okay. How about the Central?
Brewers. I'll go Brewers. Yeah. I'll go first. I'm going Brewers.
Yeah, it feels like it's a two-team race, Brewers and Cardinals. I will go Brewers because their top-end pitching is
top-end
so
pitching.
Good.
And Yelich, I mean, Yelich didn't have a good season. If Yelich bounces back, forget it.
And Keston Hira wasn't good either. He's almost fallen off the face of the earth.
I'm sorry, Dave. It's amazing how bad he was, Yelich. NL West.
I'll go Dodgers. I can't. I mean, can the Giants repeat what they did last year? I'd say no. I'll go Dodgers.
I'm going to go Dodgers, too. I mean, let's not forget that they added Trey Turner, right? I mean, Trey Turner could, I mean, he could mess around and win the MVP. You add Freddie Freeman, Buehler's a stud. Still got Mookie Betts. I mean, God forbid Bellinger has a good season. You talk about bad seasons. Bellinger
well, he had
was
a terrible
awful.
Year last year.
Awful.
Right? I mean, Gavin Lux, what happens if he comes up and is a good player? Will Smith is completely underrated. They are, I mean, outside of losing Jansen, they are a better team in almost every spot.
Will Smith could just slap somebody at a whim.
Wow, no, look at
not,
you.
That's not funny.
Different guy?
Yeah.
Keep Will Smith's name out of your mouth, all right?
Out your mouth.
All right, and we'll start with Rick here to round out the NL wildcard teams.
NL wildcard teams.
We need three.
This is my heart going with this one. I'm going to go with the Mets.
I don't think that's a heart pick, though.
Nah, it is. It's a little bit, but that's fine. I mean, there's still a lot of uncertainty around Jacob DeGrom, but I'm still going to go Mets. I like the additions that they've made. I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals. They have a really, really good lineup. And then I'm going to finish it off with the San Francisco Giants.
See, I hate you because I have the exact same three. Giants, Mets, Cardinals. I thought about Padres, and I'm still thinking Padres. Should I mix it up just to...
You can't go. I mean, Padres are good, too.
Very good. You know what, RJ?
Oh,
swap me out here. Because he was doing show studying and was studying the Giants, I'm going to go anti-Giants.
Wow.
I'm going to save all my Giants love for football season. Give me the Padres.
So Mets, Cardinals, Padres.
Correct.
Ah, all right. Okay, back to the AL.
Back to the AL.
The American League Championship Series. Who plays in it?
I'm going to say it's two teams from the AL East, none of them local. I will say it's the Rays and the Jays.
Rays and the Jays.
Yep.
Look at you. All right, David. I will see your Rays and Jays, and I will give you. I will give you.
I know you so well. I know what you're going to say.
Tell me.
You're going to say Jays and White Sox.
No, I'm not going to say Jays and White Sox.
Now you're not, but you were going to.
No, I was not. Why would you think I was going to say Jays and White Sox?
Well, where are you going then?
Jays and White Sox.
See?
I thought about the Yankees. I did. I really thought about the Yankees, but still.
Okay.
I have real... Their staff, man, still it concerns me, their staff.
How about the National League Championship Series?
National League Championship Series.
Yep.
I have Dodgers and Brewers.
No, nope,
Dodgers, Brewers, and NLCS, yes.
I'm going Dodgers, Braves. Let's not forget that the Braves won the World Series last year with
Nobody's forgetting.
One of the best players in baseball.
Nobody's forgetting.
Okay, so.
Never forget.
We will now, before we predict World Series, how about back to the AL?
So now we leave a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Oh, you are really all over the place here, huh?
How about the American League MVP?
Go ahead, Rick.
I'm going to go with, this is a tough one for me. It really was. Because I think Vlad could... I mean, there's a lot of people I think that could win it. I mean, if Ohtani has any kind of year similar to what he had last year, I don't know how you wouldn't vote for him. He does both. I'm going back with Mr. Reliable.
You got
to
Trout.
I think he was on pace. He was on pace to have his best season last season before he get hurt. I'm going to go with Trout. And the analytics nerds love them some Mike Trout. I'm going to go Trout.
I don't know how you couldn't love Mike Trout. I will see your Mike Trout and raise you Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, that was my other one.
That's a nice safe pick there.
Well, Bichette could have a monster year, too.
Absolutely could. He had a good year last year, and Vladdy hit 40 home runs.
Okay.
And have you seen Guerrero?
Yeah, he's a stud.
Right? But he slimmed down tremendously.
Yeah, he's still got a ginormous... Like, his backside is humongous.
A big bottom, yes.
big bottom.
Big backside. National League MVP.
National League MVP... I can't go Acuna just because he's going to miss 3-plus weeks. I think that takes a lot away. I'm going to go with future Met Juan Soto, National League MVP.
You're the worst.
Why am I the worst? Because that's where you're going to go.
Yeah, that's why.
Sorry.
I'll change it then.
Wow.
I'm going to change it.
On the fly, this is very unlike you.
You know what? I'll tell you what, because it's good. I like the odds on this one, too. The kid in St. Louis, Tyler O'Neill, is a really good player.
Well, but what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, because I was just thinking about it. That's good. I wouldn't mind putting a couple bucks down on that one just in case. But
Tyler O'Neill to win MVP?
Dude, did you see what he did last season?
I'll tell you what. I'll take your action right here. How much you want to put on it?
No, this is a gateway.
This is a gateway. I'm not going to get you started.
No, right? Come on, Tyler O'Neill to win MVP.
I said I like the odds. I didn't say he's going to win.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
He's plus 3,000.
All right, so that's what? That's 300-1 or 30-1?
That's that's 30-1, right?
30-1. All right, so what do you want to put? $10 on it?
No, I'm not putting any money on it with you. I'm going to put money where I can make some money off someone else.
Fine.
Has a gambling problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to all of a sudden unleash you.
Because, I mean, there's no chance that happens.
Text Hope NY.
Thanks, RJ. You're very helpful.
The National League Cy Young winner.
Walker
Buehler. I'm
not
going with Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you people? I said I was thinking about
it.
I'm not going with Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, you're not. Where are you going?
I'll tell you where I'm going. You shut your face. I'll tell you exactly where I'm going.
Go!
Going Matt Olson, Braves.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going just for the sake of, you know, saving some time here, for God's sakes. I'm going Walker Buehler and AL Cy Young.
Yeah, same here, Walker Buehler.
Okay. And AL Cy Young. Dave?
I guess I'll go. No, I don't want to. I'm not going with Gerrit Cole.
I promise.
You know where I'm going? Where I'm going?
I don't.
Lucas Giolito.
All right.
I'm going the Biebs. Give me the Biebs.
Shane nice. Bieber.
Give me the Bieber.
The band went home just now. I'm tired. And finally, World Series predictions.
I'm going Dodgers over Rays.
I'm going Dodgers over Blue Jays.
All right. And there you have it. These will be saved and locked in eternity.
Now, we will have an out at the All-Star break, correct?
Yeah. That's right. As that man said, midway through, you will get a chance to amend your picks.
I like it. I like it quite a bit. All right, stop that music and start this music. Go.
If you say something like this.
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
All right. Knobservations. Brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, as we move along here in a hasty version of Knobservations.
Oh, just do your Knobservations.
LeBron James, as he tends to do, was on the shop and was asked about a current player in the NBA that he would like to play with.
Who else you want to play with?
Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the one that I want to play with, for sure. In today's game.
Why Steph?
Man, I love everything about that guy.
And
that
mother- lethal.
Lethal, man. When he get out of his car, you better guard him right from the moment he pulls up to the arena.
So Steph Curry was on 95.7 The Game. Rick, I know you're a big fan of San Francisco sports, studying the Giants. Maybe you heard this live. Steph Curry asked about LeBron's comments.
When did he say that? Was that on the shop?
Yeah.
I guess the latest one, yeah.
He got his wish, so he's the captain. He's picked me the last two All-Star games, so I don't know if that suffices, but I'm good right now.
Oh, he didn't want LeBron.
I think we've entered a space where guys no longer, maybe it's this year's disaster that was the Lakers. I don't think people want to play with LeBron anymore.
No, but why Steph? I mean, why would Steph leave Golden State?
No, of course, but.
Well, I don't think it was a Steph leaving Golden State.
Well, you think LeBron's going to leave the Lakers?
I think that's more probable than Steph leaving Golden State, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, LeBron James has, in August, can decide whether or not he's going to extend his deal?
Exactly.
Everything good. Listen, that's not that far off. I mean, he could still keep home base in L.A.
Well, have you heard, Magic? There's been almost a parade of former Lakers speaking ill of LeBron. I think
yeah, Kareem did the same.
It's almost Magic. Like word out of Laker camp is like, no, we want to assign blame in the correct place for LeBron for putting this team together.
By the way, in the HBO show Winning Time, Magic portrayed beautifully. Kareem, not so much.
So Kareem, not so much. Jerry West
looks like a raving lunatic. And Kareem, as selfish can be.
Really?
Yes.
So, can't wait to watch it.
Alex Rodriguez, he of K-Rod fame, the first one this Sunday with our own Michael K. He was on The Pivot, which, among others, features Ryan Clark of ESPN Zone. So it's a podcast, and A-Rod talked about the journey he's been on and how it was spawned by the season-long suspension.
And you sign a big contract, and then you sign another huge contract for hundreds of millions of dollars. You start losing your way, and it's what I describe to my daughters as, Alex Rodriguez became A-Rod, and sure enough, I came back to being Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
And that journey has been interesting and painful at times. But because of all of that, I feel like all of it is a blessing in disguise and has made my life so much fuller.
He's so full of it, man.
He's amazing.
He is Eddie Haskell, man.
He is so amazing. This guy was vilified. No one liked him. And now he is the darling. The darling of just of everything. It's amazing how he has fixed his image.
Hey, he's still A-Rod. Stop. Please.
Well, what's crazy, if I ask you about the faces of baseball.
He's still one of them.
It's remarkable.
It's got to be Ohtani's got to be the face now, right?
I would think so. But the fact that a retired, like if I ask you who's the face of the NBA, you're not naming any. I mean, Jordan, but A-Rod's not the Jordan
but
of baseball.
Jordan's still pretty big.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, he's the greatest player ever. I mean, A-Rod is not, and he would still come out of
your mouth. Yeah, but A-Rod's transcended baseball, though, man. I mean, sure. He's on Shark Tank.
Dated J-Lo, right?
Dated J-Lo, yeah.
If he walks down Broadway, 100 people pass him, how many know who he is?
A lot.
90?
80.
But more than Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Probably.
Yes, definitely.
No, don't say definitely. Probably.
Definitely.
A-Rod's a big guy, too. He's noticeable.
Really?
He'll probably have an entourage of 7 people, too.
Really quickly, Phil Mickelson will not be playing in the Masters, which begins today.
I like Phil.
Fred Ridley, who's the...
That's another one. You want to talk about A-Rod's? Phil's the same thing.
Yeah.
Eddie Haskellish?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you know Leave It to Beaver.
He knows everything.
Yeah.
Fred Ridley, who's the Augusta National Golf Club chairman, explained that the invitation still was out there for Phil.
We did not disinvite Phil. Phil is a 3-time Masters champion and is invited in that category and many other categories. He's the defending PGA champion. Phil reached out to me, I think it was in late February, early March, and let me know that he did not intend to play.
Now, Phil is essentially being credited with trying to start a coup with the Saudi league that started up against the PGA.
Greg Norman, yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of assumed he was uninvited or even blacklisted by some of the PGA Tour events until he kind of got it straightened out. But
so why is he not playing then?
Because I don't think he wants the Masters to be where he has to answer these questions.
Gotcha.
So this
is not an injury issue. This is a personal choice.
Yeah, this is okay. He probably has too much respect for the. I mean, for Augusta, and doesn't want to be the story. You know.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to see Phil there?
Everyone would want
of course.
But that's his decision. He doesn't want to come and then be asked those. I mean, he becomes. Maybe not now because Tiger's back, but he becomes.
He's the story, right? What, yeah. If Tiger is 100%, like everyone loves watching Tiger, whether they root for him or against him, what percentage of that does Mickelson get?
Well, I think it's different. I think Tiger's more polarizing than Phil.
Yes, most people like Phil, but I'm saying like for me, if there was no Tiger, I would be focused on Phil if he was in it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil is like the Arnold Palmer, man. Phil, like everyone, the thumbs up. Everyone loves Phil. Except for all the guys on.
I know what RJ's going to say. He's going to say he loves the Arnold Palmer drink.
I really do.
You are so obvious.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
A man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
This comes actually from a couple of people. John Rella on Instagram, our own Raymond Dinahan sent this to me. So there's a tennis tournament. Maybe it's someone Dave knows. A tennis tournament going on. The youth of America, 2 15-year-olds. And so what happens when one of them loses? You go up to the net, right, Dave? And you know the little exchange
of... shake hands, of course.
Well, except here when the person that lost... slap the other person.
Oh, no.
He slapped them across the face?
Right at the net.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And it didn't stop there, because you know that a lot of these high-profile tennis players, they have teams with them, trainers perhaps, someone in the stands, all-out brawl.
A brawl broke out?
All-out brawl.
After a slap?
People had to be held back. So I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
No.
This was probably in Westchester, right by Dave's house.
No.
It
would
have been in Dave's backyard.
No, I've matured to the point where I would never consider doing something like that. No. I'll say not Westchester, not Florida. No. I feel very confident in that.
Ooh. He's very, very confident.
Very confident.
All right, I'll go with Dave. I'll go with Dave. I'll say not Florida.
And Raymond?
People getting slapped. I'll say not Florida. Probably an international issue.
That's a great job. It was actually in Ghana.
Ghana?
Yeah, international here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I would almost fake death just to hear how everyone would eulogize me. And they'd be like, no, just kidding.
Have you seen that episode of Curb?
It saddens me personally to be here today, mainly because my dear friend Albert Brooks is very much alive.
You think I could lie still enough? Lie in the casket, everyone around me?
No, you don't lie in the casket. Close casket, and then you sit in another room and listen to what people say about you.
Oh, I like that.
You don't pretend to be dead in the casket. What's wrong with you?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Well, I don't know. I'm a method actor. I would push it all the way.
Casket opens, jumps out. Roar!
On 98.7 ESPN. I got some
good friends that live down. The big 7 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. We didn't discuss this at all, but we could just on the spot. Are we making Masters predictions?
No.
Why?
Because you have no idea what you're talking about.
How dare you?
Because you'll look at the odds, which you're probably looking at it right now.
I'm not looking at the odds. I'm looking at the everyone that's going to be teeing off at what time. I'm looking at the pairings. That's all.
I don't think we have
to
make predictions. Do you think that Tiger Woods makes the cut?
No,
I think he does.
You think he does?
I think he does for this reason. I think they did him a solid. The fact that he tees off at 10:34, which is his morning tee time, and then he tees off late on Friday, I think is to his benefit.
So they give him extra time on the turnaround.
Well, not even that. And I mentioned this yesterday. Yeah, he almost died in the car accident. Before that, the month before that, he had back surgery again.
So I'm looking at the odds, and it says, not the odds, the pairings, and that he's teeing off at 11:04 this morning.
It was, and that's a change. It was then maybe weather. It was 10:34.
Yeah, I see.
It was first released as 10:34.
All right. Well, I'm looking at 11:04.
Okay, maybe it was updated. Maybe weather pushed
Louis
it back.
Louis Oosthuizen and a man I've never heard of, Joaquin Niemann.
It's not a bad pairing.
No?
Oosthuizen's a good player.
So that's the big question, not who's going to win. Is Tiger going to make the cut? How about this now?
Okay.
Do you think you wake up on Sunday morning and Tiger, because you think he's going to make the cut, has any semblance of a chance to win the Masters?
No.
So you think he makes it, but he's not competitive in winning it?
I just think it's hard. I mean, he hasn't played. He hasn't played a tournament in over a year.
Over a year, yeah.
And I mean, he can say what he wants as far as, you know, his ball striking. I'm sure he did a lot of, you know, short game stuff, putting and everything else, and he's familiar with the course. And that's why he's playing this, is because this is one of his favorite courses. And the beauty of the Masters is it's always the same course, so he feels comfortable here. Knows where to hit it and everything else. It's just, I have a hard time believing.
And this is his best course, right? The Masters?
He loves this place. Loves this place. I just have a hard time believing that you just jump right in and you're going to be there on a Sunday. Could you imagine what the TV rating on that would be if he's actually in contention on Sunday?
Through the roof.
Oh.
And it's, unless I'm missing something, there's not any great television Sunday afternoon, right? There's no big sporting events, are there?
Sunday afternoon?
Oh, we have baseball, but that's not going to carry nationally.
No, I just think it's...
It's the Masters.
I think it's the Masters.
It's kind of the Masters standalone.
Oh, what a weekend this is going to be. It's starting with Friday, too. We got the Yankees, Red Sox at 1.
Well, how about the Mets tonight at 7 and the Rangers tonight at 7?
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. I'm doing the Rangers game tonight.
What do you mean you're doing the Rangers game?
We're doing the pre and intermissions.
I'm going to see you on ESPN Plus tonight, aren't
I? Yeah, Rangers Pit.
And I did a test run yesterday to make sure ESPN Plus was working in the kitchen.
Are you all set?
It's all working, yes.
Look at you.
Yeah, then all of a sudden I'm going to have Peacock all over the place. Yeah.
I got a beautiful green jacket to wear tonight. Green blazer.
In honor of the Masters?
Honor of the Masters, yeah.
That's lovely. Good for you. So how much, right? We have golf wall-to-wall today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. How much will you watch?
Oh, that's a great question.
Over under, I'm going to put at 15 and a half hours.
I would probably venture to guess under that.
Under that?
Just because I don't know. I mean, with Milo's stuff, he's got lacrosse and everything. He's got something Saturday. He's got something Sunday.
How's he liking lacrosse?
Loves it.
Yeah?
He told me, what was it, Tuesday? He woke up. I saw him, and he goes, I can't wait till this day is over so I can get to lacrosse practice.
Wow.
That's right up his alley, man. It's, I mean, it's such a physical.
Physical. It's running. It's aggressive. There's no stoppage. It's great.
They're always moving. He's got a couple of his hockey buddies on his team.
Alex has a tournament this weekend. Guess where they're playing?
Long Island.
No.
Ugh. Where?
Giant Stadium.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Right?
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So I will be in attendance. My favorite
when I went
place
to,
watching my favorite player.
How about when I went to...
Oh, look at what has happened!
When my team played at... When Portland played at UBS.
Right.
So, which is awesome. The kids loved it. So I'm like, I wonder if I get a quick peek at the Islanders' locker room. So I'm walking by it. They have you need a retinal scan to get in their locker room. That's how crazy Lou is. Liberal has a retinal scan? Yes.
I never heard of that before.
I didn't either. I mean, when I played, our gym was a trailer out in the back. I mean, I said retinal scans is a whole different ballgame.
So what happened? Then, like, doors just start opening?
Yeah, they got a big, beautiful sliding glass door. You got a code and then a retinal scan.
A retinal scan?
Oh, yeah. He sees. He knows everything. Lou doesn't mess around.
I wonder if, like, someone gets notified if you have, like, some kind of a melanoma or something. Like, something's wrong with the eye.
It's also
seek medical attention immediately.
It's also checking to see if you
welcome on into the locker room.
If you have sun damage,
right?
Welcome to the locker room. By the way, please go see the
trainer,
the
ophthalmologist immediately. But before
we're noticing something in your retina.
All right, so I'd like to make my master's prediction.
All right, who do you think is going to win it?
All right, now I look through these and I see Matsuyama, but I'm not going to go with him.
Oh, he's dealing with the neck.
I saw that on the ticker yesterday. Dustin Johnson, always a nice selection.
No.
Listen, I'm giving my analysis.
I'm just telling you, he's not. Oh, he's actually played better recently.
Jordan Spieth is always a safe pick.
He's good at Augusta.
I'm not going to go with him. My prediction comes between two men.
Taylor Gooch.
No, I like the Gooch, but I'm not going with him. Either John Rahm.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Or Colin Morikawa.
Oh, see, we love. Yeah,
right?
It's an emotional attack. We had him when he was just a little pup.
When he was a pup.
Hey, talk about polished. I mean, that kid was.
So good, right?
What a good
interview
he was.
He was a Stanford kid also, wasn't he?
Dude, he was a phenomenal. I don't know if he was Stanford, was he? I don't think he was Stanford.
Somewhere out there.
Yeah, I don't think it was Stanford?
Cal? UCLA?
I think it was Cal. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. So that's where I'm between. I'm between Rahm and Morikawa. And because of my closeness to Colin Morikawa, I'm going to go with him. That is my prediction.
Yep, Cal.
Cal? All right,
yeah, you're right.
So I think you bet large amounts of money on Morikawa to win the whole thing.
That's not a bad pick.
It's not a bad pick. Of course. I'm
not
a
good storylines, though. Good storylines. Rory, if he wins, this would be the Grand. We had that question on Wednesday.
So he would join that grouping of five and be the sixth to win the Grand Slam?
That's correct. What else will I tell you? I would also say that Scottie Scheffler's playing really good golf.
Okay.
That's someone to watch.
Boy, there's names I never heard of before.
I'll tell you what.
This sounds like a terrible, dirty name, too. I'm not going to say this one.
Oh, say it.
No.
Why?
Because I'm going to say it wrong, probably, and it'll be awful.
No, it's never awful. I mean, this is you're a treasure trove of drops for me.
Really?
Yes.
RJ, can I say this name?
I can't read your mind.
No, I'm not saying, will I say it correctly? I'm saying, am I allowed to say this name?
If it's a name, yeah.
It's a name. Say it.
All right. Jason Rack?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Coke Rack? That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had, I wonder how many people have a rack.
See, I knew this was going to lead to bad things.
That would be helpful.
I don't know Max Homa.
That would be helpful, though. Yeah, just go put it right on the rack.
All right, enough. I told you I shouldn't have said it.
I think we get it.
I have a big one. How about Garrick Higo?
Come to my party. Here, just place that right on the...
Or Guido Migliozzi.
That's a great one. He probably does commercials. I'm surprised he doesn't do commercials on our station.
What, Guido Migliozzi?
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
What's the other name that you like? He does the commercials on the station.
Ray Maliazzi.
Yes.
Yes. I love him. Hi, I'm Ray Maliazzi.
Hey, Ray Maliazzi here.
Yeah, I love Ray Maliazzi.
That's a good pairing, too. You got Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy in the same group.
All right, so just for the record, I'm saying Tiger does not make the cut, and I'm taking Morikawa with Rahm right there in the running. So you're saying Tiger makes the cut. Come on, give us a winner.
Tiger makes the cut.
Give us a winner.
That's all I'm giving you.
Why?
Because that's all I want to give you.
See, that's so unfair.
That's not unfair.
I mean, you're the golf expert, and you won't go out on a little bit of a limb and just give us a winner?
Yeah, no, because I don't. I want to watch the golf in peace and relax. I don't want to have to worry about the name that I gave you.
I mean, this is why you're such a lunatic. How stressful is it to give us a winner? Nobody's going to remember what you said unless you get it right.
No, I know, but here's the thing, because you know I'll stress out about it, and I don't want to watch this and stress out.
Fine.
That's what I'm telling
forget
you.
It. So now you're going to be stressed out about Tiger making the cut or not?
No. No, I'm watching that strictly out of enjoyment. I'm watching it because I think it would be amazing. I got Max telling me that he's not an elite athlete yesterday, which I think
is ridiculous. Which is a terrible take.
Which is a horrendous take. The guy's coming back, and the whole thing is... Dude, I was in the car with a grown man in his mid-40s that when Tiger won back in 2019 was weeping like he was listening to Kelly
Clarkson. Yeah, but that's
weird. Yeah, it was crazy.
Who was that man?
Plays on my hockey team.
He's weird.
Bawling. I'm so happy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.